Western Pennsylvania that we like to call local music scene.
Yes, and it is a good thing. And I think, as evidenced by last week's Grassy nomination show, which certainly highlighted what a good scene it is.
Yeah, boy, quite a bit of buzz right after that. Not only from the bands, but pretty cool to see a lot of the fans of bands sharing the accolades of them being nominated, encouraging people to vote. And that's pretty cool stuff right out of the gate.
I think it's possible we may be in double digits with listeners by now, Bob, after what this is, show number 258, plus or minus one. So we're getting there.
Double digits. Does that mean four?
Oh.
Because my thumb doesn't count, right?
All right, there you go.
But what a list. And, you know, there's a whole lot more that isn't on that list that is pretty doggone good. But the 12 that are there are impressive songs, and I think it's going to be exciting to see who comes out the victor.
You know, only five of the songs that were on my list made it. Seven of the bands, but five of the songs. So, yeah, it's a grueling process, but I think it's a good list and all deserving.
Yeah, and past Grassy Award winners, too, in the mix.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be interesting. I wonder if we'll have our first ever repeat. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll find out. But there's some pretty good debuts, too. You know, we have some names on there that have been on that haven't won. But then there's a number of new names on the list, too, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year for music again.
And about, I didn't count them up. There's quite a few that are going to be at Band Jam, too. When you look at what's coming up July 14th and 15th, you get down through that list. And, of course, we have the reigning champs headlining Friday night's July 14th show edition. But you got the Highland Brothers Band going to be there on Friday night. They've been nominated this year. You get down through, of course, the Needs Hotel Band on Saturday, along with Red Room Effect and Shag Dog Melonhead, and past winners there. And then Tarachan Sky headlining. Just you know, amazing list there.
Yep, and Acoustic Fingers making a debut both on the nominee list and at Band Jam, so that'll be. I wonder if we'll be presenting it to Mr. Rob Roush or not. We'll have to see.
Yeah, well, you can vote, 977rocks.com, and it's a pretty simple process. Just even if there's a little rotating banner at the top of our page there, that when it clicks through, you can click right on it and it'll take you right in. All the songs are listed. There's little neat graphics that Megan Willison has created to show each band, and you can play the song. Give them a listen. There's 12 of them, and then you can vote. In fact, when you listen to the song, there is actually a spot there where you can vote for that particular item. And all it does is it just asks for an email just as a confirmation. And the reason that is there is not because we're gathering information on you. It's because we're trying to make sure that you only get one vote per day. Now, you can vote all month long, but I'm just trying to rein that in a little bit. So that's just a kind of a protection facet to keep everybody honest on it and make it authentic.
And, you know, last week I gave a shout out to Linda Weber for all of her work in regard to this. And you just mentioned Megan, who behind the scenes is, you know, puts all of the infrastructure together to allow us to have that voting and handles our grassroots page, which, if you weren't aware, we have our own page at 977rocks.com where you can go listen to past episodes. It's pretty slick. I like it a lot. There's a nice graphic there, bio info on the band. You can hear the show. And I think even all of 2016 is cataloged there as well. So she does a great job in helping us out. So.
Yeah, and you can find that in a variety of different ways. But if you go to 977rocks.com, go under programs, you'll see grassroots, and that opens up a whole separate page. And don't forget, for your mobile phones, there's a great app that allows you to switch between all three of our radio stations here within the Butler Radio Network. But mine's always set on the FM. Just don't tell the program director on WBUT, okay?
We'll keep that away from him, that information away from him for sure. But great thing about the app also is, heck, we had somebody listening from Romania here the last few weeks. They were like checking in from Romania to 977 Rocks and loving the local music. They even gave a shout out for the local music. So thank you, Renee. We appreciate that.
And hey, a special shout out too. You know, I bumped into a lot of people at the Wingfest out at the Hotel Beacon last weekend, and a lot of people raving about the station and the different shows we have and the local music, saying it's really cool to hear all of that great local music. And you know, how many people didn't realize that it's that power packed. And I think we need to set aside next week to maybe talk a little bit more about that and break down some of the local music scene, and you know, fill one of our shows up with a lot of these artists who aren't Grassy nominees per se, that are great bands in their own right.
Yeah, we'll have to have one of them discussion things. You'll just have to keep me under control there, Bob, so I don't get kicked off the show again or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, we're brought to you in part tonight by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler, along with Cummings Coffee and Candy, and their west location is on Route 68, where we did a morning show, and they do a fantastic job out there. Rock and Haven, of course, the Rainbow Inn, Bros's Superette, P&W Construction, and more, all helping out the cause. We've got a lot of things going on that we need to talk about, in addition to just the Grassy nominations, and of course, that winner will be announced at our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 14th and 15th. Cooper's Lake Campground, go to thebandjam.com, and you can find out more information about that, or pop into our studios here on Pillow Street. We've got some awesome flyers that tell you the band lineup every day and everything else that's going on. There's just a wealth of activities that's going to be going on surrounding the whole event.
Yeah, I cannot wait. It's boy, it's coming quick. But before that, we even have another Rocked and Right show that is really, it's just going to prime the pumps, I think, for the Band Jam. And that is out at the Big Butler Fair on July 4th. And that's their firework night. So it's a free concert with fair admission, which is awesome. So you can just come in, set up, enjoy the music, some cold beverages, hopefully in the sun this year, and four awesome bands.
Yeah, absolutely. And a wide variety of styles. It's going to be something for everybody and a fun time. And that'll actually, well, we've got two Rocked on Right tour stops before we even get to that Band Jam, because you got July 4th, and of course, next week, Saturday, how about a daytime festival, Pig Roast, and three musicians, including Doppler Effect, at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson.
Yes, yeah, that's coming right up, and that's a great venue there in Glenshaw, right off around out 8, and we plan on having a good time out there for sure.
And you should be there too. So check it out as part of the Rocked on Right tour with the Rock Station 97.7. Hey, let's get to some music here tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Hey, I got to work with these guys last week at that summer kickoff vets benefit that was up at the Lindora American Legion. Sadly, the Pens were playing some kind of a game against some team. So, you know, we struggled without a doubt, but, certainly the bands came and brought it, and especially this band, this is my introduction to them. Mm-hmm. They're called Save Yourself. They're out of the Youngstown Boardman area. Although I believe the guitar player lives in Slippery Rock.
Okay.
And boy, they were good. I'll tell you what, they were seasoned veterans and, really had a good sound. Good vibe, were a lot of fun, and they have some original music as well, and so I say we feature that right now, a little Youngstown Boogie from Save Yourself.
All right, and we'll follow that up with another connection to the Meat Locker Recording Studios. As a matter of fact, Jim Harpell has been threatening that we've got something special going on in the studio, and actually we're putting together something that will be breaking out of the studio and touring in a town near you, and it's official. The band is called Meat Hook.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Jim Harpell with the guitars and vocals. Gentleman out of the North Hills, Sean Schaefer on guitars and vocals. Chris Compton on drums. And Derek Reap on bass, guitar, and vocals. Yeah, they're called Meat Hook.
Sounds a bit like an all-star lineup going on there, eh?
How about that? And we've got a song from them. It's a debut song called Last Time. And it comes out of the Meat Locker Recording Studios. But they promised they should be up and touring here, finishing up their album, and they're going to be out touring real soon. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Welcome to the Grassroots Show. Here's some music, and stick around. A young lady named Elena is coming up to visit with us here on the show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
People, if you're looking for some fun tonight, come down to the place where they will make you feel right. Forget about your troubles, have some fun. Stop on down when the work day's done. This is the best party around. Call all your friends, tell them come on down. And do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Youngstown Boogie,
Youngstown Boogie,
the Youngstown Boogie in Youngstown, Ohio tonight. People tell all of your friends, this is the party that never ends. Here's some blues, some rock and roll, mixing some funk and maybe some soul. Hey, this is the best party around. Call all your friends, tell them come on down and do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Do the Youngstown Boogie in Youngstown, Ohio tonight. Stop by VE, then jump in your car. Drive on up to the Brick House Bar. Let's go Youngstown, do it for the yo. Then head on out to Canfield and the Diletto. MV Live Music, it's out of sight. And it's the homegrown show on Sunday night. And do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Do the Youngstown Boogie in Youngstown, Ohio. Ohio tonight.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We're very excited to have one of our, reoccurring appearance artists. Whether it's on the phone or if she gets in her car and drives 9 hours to get here by early Monday morning when we record, and that's our friend Elena. Elena, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it's an exciting week for you, man. You got a lot going on, releasing a new EP this week. And, of course, as we are talking to you, it is the heart of the CMA Music Fest week down in Nashville. I think some Penguins have been down there, too. But I would imagine it's a bit crazy down in the Tennessee area right now.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I haven't been downtown because I'm scared to go there. But the pictures I see, like, there's no room to walk anywhere. So it's really an exciting time right now.
And, of course, we're going to talk about the EP that you're releasing here and have released as of this weekend in a few minutes. But you are getting involved at CMA Fest. You're actually going to have a meet and greet booth.
Yeah, in the Music City Center. I'll be among other businesses and country artists. And I'm just really excited. It's my first year having a booth, so I can't wait.
And, of course, that's no small task to get involved and get a booth at the fest. I think there has to be a bright star on the horizon being recognized in order to pull that off. Am I right?
I mean, you have to go through an application process, and there are certain requirements that you have to meet. And if the CMA Foundation approves you, then you get to have a booth.
That's very, very cool. So it'll be an opportunity for you to be in front of a lot of fans and create some excitement and create some buzz for your own music.
Yeah, I mean, fans are what it's all about, and I just can't wait to meet new people. So
now, if I know that we have a bunch of people that I know are down there. As a matter of fact, we just had a call in on Friday on our country music side. One of our sales executives is down. Was down for CMA Fest and did a check in. It's a great opportunity to, you know, just show people your music and get excited.
For sure.
Yeah, I was down there a few weeks back too, and I want to thank Elena for hooking me up for some places to stop by and see down there. So yeah. Thanks.
Oh, where did you play at?
Well, I didn't end up getting to play, but we stopped at that Doc's Corner Cafe, and it was quite a cool little vibe there.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a cool little venue.
That's one thing that's special about where you are right now, whether it's the main strip or some of the offshoot areas. You have a lot of opportunity to be exposed to music. And I would imagine, Elena, you're rubbing elbows with a lot of different musicians that are all trying to create, you know, their own kind of craft, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I just really hope to meet anybody that I can. And the great thing about being down here is that you're surrounded by greatness. You're surrounded by, like, the best of the best. So I wasn't, like, the greatest whenever I left, you know, Butler. But, you know, over the past few years, I've improved my skills, and I look forward to improving even more.
And, of course, you know, being a songwriter yourself, I mean, it's not only about improving as an artist, as a musician, but you've been able to sit down and do some writing sessions with people. I mean, that has to be invaluable to just have that, I not only experience, but maybe for your own confidence?
Yeah. I mean, doing it more and more, you find out, you know, that this is your calling and it's what you really desire in life, and you're surrounded by other people that want that too. So you have others to relate to with it.
It's very, very cool. We're speaking with Elena here tonight. She's a native of this area, but has how long has it been since you took the move and went down toward the Nashville area?
Oh, my goodness. The end of July is going to be 6 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, well, and, hey, you're blessed that you're able to make it work and you're able to continue to create music and release music and be involved. So, you know, it's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, I don't want to ever take it for granted. I'm very lucky.
We'll get into exactly how you created this latest EP and how people were involved in it, but I'm sure it's been a thrilling week to be involved in the CMA Music Festival, and you were four different appearances throughout the last few days leading up to today, being in front of fans for a couple of hours at a time.
Yeah. Different hours every day, and then I also added a show on Saturday during the day. It's called the Daring Diva Show.
Very, very cool. Let's get into some music, and we'll talk more about how you made this latest EP happen, because you had a lot of friends that have come out and supported your cause as well. But we're going to play a song called Loose Cannon. Can you give us a little description of that?
Yeah, I wrote this one a couple years ago, and I had started it. I had like a verse and some melodies, and I wrote it to a couple friends of mine, and they helped me finish it. So it's just a fun song. It's kind of just talking about me and how much of a hot mess I am. So it's just putting it all out there.
So Elena fesses up here. It's a Grassroots exclusive. You're a loose cannon, huh? Elena here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Last week I bought a pack of cigarettes, and I don't even smoke. Never spoke my mind, now I tell people right where they can go. I drive too fast, love too hard, then I crash intentionally. Lately I don't give a damn if I show up to work on time, 'cause I got better things to do than live a dream that isn't mine. I swear I used to care, I was going somewhere, somewhere eventually. Cut the cord of living.
American Pie down by the levee. Joplin singing me and Bobby McGee. Tied us in bell-bottom jeans. Motown to the king of pop. Power ballad playing on a boombox. Old school rap straight out of Compton. 808 speakers in your car thumping. It might be three chords in the truth. A beat makes you move, takes you back to that front porch kiss, high school dancing with your best friends, melody pulling on your heartstrings, you laugh, you cry, you wanna sing along, it's your love for a song. Bon Jovi in New Jersey, living on a prayer, West Philly to the Fresh Prince in Bel-Air, Crimson Red singing Sweet Home Alabama. Getting lost in a teenage wasteland. No, it doesn't matter where you're from. East Coast to the West Coast sun. Makes us wanna come together. Soundtrack to the moments you remember. It might be three chords and the truth. A beat that makes you move. Takes you back to that front porch kiss. High school dancing with your best friends. Melody pulling on your heartstrings. You laugh. You cry, you wanna sing along. It's your love for a song. Oh, it's your love for a song. Lighters in the air, raise them high. 'Cause we're all singing the same song tonight. It might be three chords and the truth. A beat that makes you move, takes you back to that front porch kiss, high school dancing with your best friends, melody pulling on your heartstrings, you laugh, you cry.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show, our previous segment presented by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. So you can drive down into Freeport and pull over to the Man Can and the Rainbow Inn, and then you drive up the hill in Butler to reach Bros's Superette, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. And they're presenting this segment of our visit with Elena from downtown Nashville, basically, from Tennessee. She's been part of the CMA Music Fest this week and has a brand new album that was released as of Friday. It's called Wicked City. And we heard Loose Cannon and then Love for a Song. Elena, could you give us a little background on that song that we just heard?
Yeah. So Love for a Song is basically just about music and how it unites people, you know, no matter who you are, where you're from, what your beliefs are. When that one song comes on, everyone's singing it. Everyone's singing it at the same time and just enjoying themselves. And so that's kind of like the beauty of music and why I do what I do.
Now, in order to put together your latest EP, you did ask for fans to help out your cause, kind of a fundraising thing where people could contribute to your cause and get the EP done, but in particular you give something in return when they do that, right?
Right, yep.
So you did that through, I think it was right about Memorial Day weekend when you had the fundraiser going on, and you actually, am I right in saying you achieved more than your actual goal?
Yeah, I did. I unfortunately don't get that. The pledge music people get that, but that's okay. I still hit the goal. And I just really wanted to say thank you to anybody that pledged. I know there's a couple people from Butler that did pledge. So thank you so much. That's awesome.
You know, we usually hear from people when we play, you know, we're obviously we have you here on the Grassroots Show, but, you know, we're spinning some of your tunes on our country station here, WBUT, and we hear from people saying, hey, it's great that you support, you know, people like Elena who are trying to hone her craft and make it as a successful music artist and songwriter. So, you know, it's great to hear people responding to, you know, for example, your call to help out with a cause and get an EP produced. I mean, that's invaluable to know you have that support really all around the world.
I know. I didn't even know that. That's so awesome. I'm, like, really grateful for that.
Now, tell us a little bit about, obviously, the EP is called Wicked City, and we're going to hear the title track coming up. But how did you settle on a name? You know, why was it Wicked City, the EP?
That's a great question. I guess I just went through the songs. I picked out the songs that I, you know, would like to record on it. And I just liked Wicked City. I liked the sound of it. I liked the ring to it. And also, it kind of gives like a theme, you know, just kind of about Nashville or anyone that moves to a big city like L.A. or New York, anyone that tries to make it. There's awesome things about Nashville, and there's also a dark side to Nashville, too. So I just wanted to kind of bring that to light and give some perspective into that side.
The actual recording of the EP, was it one central location, studio musicians? How did the whole process come together for you?
It was actually, I met this producer online, and he played every single instrument. He put it all together in his studio in his apartment. So I really liked what he did. I liked his sound and everything. So he did like the entire thing himself. I think it was just incredible. Like, he's very, very skilled.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, you know, that's not an easy process to go through because you want to make sure it's the right fit for you, correct?
Yeah. It's just a matter of exploring your options. Also taking into account funds and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. How long of a process was it? How long did it take to put the EP together?
I would say maybe like a month to 2 months.
That's pretty,
somewhere in there.
Pretty quick. And you doing it in that fashion there, was there a lot of back and forth between you two, or did he pretty much just initially capture what you wanted and you were happy with it?
We had a little meeting beforehand, and I told him what I'd like for each song, and he wrote it down and everything. He recorded everything. I was happy with mostly everything. There was, like, one guitar lick that I was like, hey, can you do this instead? And then some mixing, and that was about it, really. It went really fast. Sometimes it doesn't go that fast,
mm-hmm.
but I knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that helps when you know what you want to go in there. Just be like, hey, I want this.
And obviously you picked the right person then, because that person bought into what you were trying to present as well.
Yeah, he really liked my songs, and he really liked how I worked in the studio, so it ended up being a good match.
I know I've made this comment in the past in meeting you and listening to you describe your work and, you know, how you have created different songs, and I think I recall making the comment before. I mean, obviously, you know exactly what you're hearing in a song and how you want that presentation to come out. So that's got to be impressive to a producer when you're sitting down saying, this is how I want it, you know, because a lot of times I would think musicians might have something in their mind, but they a lot of times can't relate it, or maybe they don't know where the direction is, and that's got to speed up the process, I would imagine.
It does, yeah, it does speed up the process. It's true, a lot of artists, like, don't know what they want to do, and that's okay. I mean, you don't have to know right away. It takes time. It takes time to figure yourself out. It takes time to figure out your sound, and I was doing that when I first moved to Nashville, so that's okay.
All part of the learning process.
Yeah.
So where can everybody get Wicked City, the EP?
It will be available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, basically any online distributor. And I hope to have the physical copies up on my website. But if not, then it will be online.
Okay. And what is your website?
ElenaMusic.com.
ElenaMusic.com, and it's A-L-A-Y-N-A, ElenaMusic.com. So give it a look, give it a like. Hit her up on Facebook. You always do a great job of really sending updates out to fans, and you can get on an email list. And I know you you really like to stay engaged with your fans.
I try to. It can be hard sometimes when I have a really busy week. It can get really crazy. But, yeah, I try to talk to everybody as much as possible. So.
You do a good job. I mean, I kind of always know what you're doing. So, I mean, yeah, that's neat. Yeah. That's a good job to you.
Thank you.
Well, and it's been a busy week for you this week with CMA Music Fest and a CD release all coming together. And we congratulate you on the latest effort. Some great sounding stuff. Again, it's Elena. The new EP is called Wicked City, and it can be in your hands. Go to elenamusic.com, find out more, and I would imagine you're going to stay quite busy even after CMA Music Fest.
I hope to be. I have a couple really nice shows coming up, so I'm excited about those.
She's got more fans to stay engaged with now.
That's right. Awesome stuff. Elena, thanks for being with us here tonight, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for sharing your music and your artistry with us. We're going to talk a couple more tunes here while we kind of talked about Wicked City, the EP, and the title track. But the next song we're going to play is a song called Gray.
Yeah, actually, I wrote this song about a casual relationship I was in last year. And it's so funny. I just knew at the moment, I was like, this is going to be a good song. And I was right, and I wrote it, and it ended up on this CD. So you can just listen, and I think you'll figure it out. I wrote it by myself, and it haven't been heard before. So I'm excited about it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, again, we appreciate you being with us here tonight, and wish you the best of luck. And I would imagine we'll be talking to you again in the future.
Yeah, so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Elena.
All right, Elena. It's Elena tonight on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7.
like something to believe in. She'd do anything to be on the silver screen. Ain't nothing more dangerous to a good heart than a dream. Ooh, sell your soul to be pretty. Gotta die to live in this wicked city. Yeah. Ooh, no survival ain't easy. Gotta die to live in this wicked city. Yeah. White lines and bloodshot eyes, she hides behind cheap sunglasses. She'll still smile when the camera flashes.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Friday, June 16th, head over to Katanning. Catch Ben Valisak and the Growlers at the Allegheny Mariner Restaurant. Monday, June 19th, Silk 9 is opening for Sebastian Bach. That's at Jurgles. Saturday, June 24th, it's ATF After the Fall and Wretched Hive at the Sidebar. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, June 17th, it's the next Rock Done Right tour stop at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson for their 10th anniversary celebration. It will feature the music of Michael Rodriguez, the Noble Hops Band, and Doppler Effect, 11 a.m. to 4 at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson in Gibsonia. On Wednesday, June 21st, another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson. Live music, various giveaways, and $2 tacos. Saturday, June 24th, it's Butler Beer Fest featuring the Noble Hops Band at the top of the downtown parking garage, the new garage in the Center City. Tuesday, July 4th, Rock Done Right hits the Big Butler Fair with four great acts, prior to the fireworks, all for the price of admission to the fair. You'll catch Cherie White, The Shiners, Tarachan Sky, and Anger the Ant. And don't miss out on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, Friday, July 14th and Saturday, July 15th. 20 bands for $20 at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground. Head to thebandjam.com for more information.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show for our final segment of tonight, presented by P&W Construction. And great to visit with Elena and talk with her about what she's going on. I mean, my goodness, the CMA Music Festival and a booth among the multitudes who were down there. Just she's got a lot of things clicking in a good direction for her, and really, really excited to hear about that. Hey, don't forget our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival right now is about a month away. July 14th and 15th, Cooper's Lake Campground, Curry Road and Slippery Rock, 20 bands for $20. And that's $20 for you adults out there. 17 and under get in free, and the $20, that's your price for the entire weekend. So you can come hang and stay with us for the weekend, or you can bop in and out, whatever suits your schedule. But the music's going to kick off at around 5 o'clock Friday night. Our friend Mary Lou Scherter will help kick us off. And then we begin around 11:30 Saturday morning. And it's just going to be a great, great weekend of music and a wide variety of styles, musicians, some acoustics, some hard hitters. Going to be a great weekend. And even some Grassy nominees will be there.
Yes, they will. So we'll be watching to see how that unfolds.
Yes, indeed. Of course, you're voting right now on the Grassy nominations, 12 of them, at 977rocks.com, so be sure to check that out. But get over to thebandjam.com. You can get your tickets here at our studios on Pillow Street, from Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Center Township, Super Monkey Recording Company down in the Allentown section of Pittsburgh. All over, you have an opportunity to catch up with Utah. You can also buy them online and just print them off, and away you go.
Yeah, and if you get them online, you'll actually get a little gift at the gate when you present them there, something, a little token to kind of offset the service charge, which isn't much. I use ShowClicks, and it's probably the cheapest service charge around. Mm-hmm. But still, we appreciate you doing that online, and so we'd like to give you something back for that.
Yeah, and the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers are going to be there. Bash will be there from 5 to 8 Saturday with a little fundraising benefit as well. But you'll get to sample some unique locally brewed stuff. I mean, it's all about local stuff, isn't it?
It is. It's all about local.
So give it a shout, thebandjam.com, and be sure you're joining us next month. Don't forget next Saturday, Rock Done Right Tour stop down in Gibsonia, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson, doing their 10th anniversary show. They're going to have a pig roast, and there's going to be some great music. Frank Rodriguez.
Michael Rodriguez.
Or Michael Rodriguez, yep. I'm sorry. Michael Rodriguez, the Noble Hops Band. I think I recognize that name. And a group of guys named Doppler Effect.
Oh, yeah, I love Doppler Effect. And speaking of the Noble Hops Band, too, I also want to give a shout-out that we will be at the Butler Beer Fest on June 24th on the parking garage downtown. So
play in the roof.
Tickets are moving really fast on that. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, I highly recommend you take care of that now. ButlerBeerFest.com. And a big shout-out to Reclamation Brewing, one of our favorite places to play anymore, for putting all that together.
Yeah. And I know the last time that the downtown people put a rooftop event together, it sold out. So don't mess around if you're planning on going. Hey, we're not going to mess around. We're going to hop on a train and have some beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of beer, I was taking a little time off last week sitting in the rain on Dawn's porch, and she's been drinking this beer called Duquesne Pilsner, which I've heard about in the past, but I didn't have any beer, so I had to steal some of hers while she was away. And boy, it was pretty good beer. And it sort of reminded me of the stories we heard from Mr. Slim Forsyth and the connection that he has with Duquesne beer and just all of the fun stuff with him and Jim Needs. So I say we play some Why Can't I Get Duquesne on This Sad and Lonesome Train.
It's pretty sad when you can't have beer on the train. I don't know. Well, that's the name of the next song. Silk 9 is back with a killer new tune. We're going to spin that for you. Debut it tonight. Silk 9, and I don't know, after Slim Forsythe. And, hey, we'll talk to you again next week right here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Train in downtown Pittsburgh, bound to see my oldest boy out west. Stumbling down the aisle came a stranger, a heavy burden heaving in his chest. They helped the old man to the seat beside me. He turned and grabbed my arm with trembling hands, said, "Son, I used to live here, won't you help me? 'Cause I can't seem to make them understand. Why can't I get Duquesne on this sad, lonesome train? I need to drown my sorrows for a while and cool my burning brain with one ice cold Duquesne and two or three more every 100 miles." And then the old man told me his story, and it went something like this. "I started drinking Duke when I got home from the service. I drank it on the day my mother died. I drank it on a dark night in November 63. The only time I saw my father cry. I drank Duquesne the day I wed my sweetheart. We lived a dream of love for 40 years. Now I just laid her body in your graveyard, and I'm in no shape for them other fancy beers. Why can't I get Duquesne on this sad, lonesome train? I need to drown my sorrows for a while and freeze out all the pain with one ice cold Duquesne and two or three more every 100 miles. Well, the old man had a few more things to get off his chest, so I just kept listening, and he said, "I got a job in Grand Forks, North Dakota. We made a life together on the plains. I ain't been back here since 1967. And you know, it looks different now, but it still feels the same. They used to call that stuff the Prince of Pilsner. My princess is now gone, though I remain. Mister, won't you please go ask the porter to try one more time to find me some Duquesne? Why can't I get Duquesne on this sad, lonesome train? I need to drown my sorrows for a while. I'd open my last vein for one ice cold Duquesne and two or three more every 100 miles. And two or three more every 100 miles."
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Want to get away? We're sending one lucky winner and a guest to Las Vegas for 3 days and two nights to see Bruno Mars in concert on July 15th. No purchase necessary. And the only way to enter is to visit Honda North. Register by noon on Wednesday, June 14th for your chance to win. Only at Honda North. WLER-FM. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7.
Underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars and satellites. I never dreamed that you'd be mine, but here we are, we're here tonight. Singing, hey, man, I'm alive, I'm alive. Singing, we'll be right back.
you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? Do you love me? Come on, I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Rock Station 97.7.
We'll be right back.
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Check out all the dates on this year's Rock Done Right Tour at 977rocks.com. And don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. The Rock Show. Weekday mornings on The Rock Station 97.7.
All this week on The Rock Show, we have tickets for